Well, we're back, and you all came back, so that's great. Give you a few minutes to get settled in here. 20 minutes goes by mighty fast when you're having a good time. And with all that great stuff in the lobby to see, I'm sure you were having a very good time out there. Well, we've been through some 6th century music. We've been through the Renaissance. We've taken a trip north of the border. So now we're going to go across the sea and hear some Swedish influence in the music. We have with us Leif Apsu. And yes, I've been practicing that one. It's spelled A-L-P-S-J with an O with two dots. And you pronounce it Alps and the first syllable of the word sugar. Well, when you're a southerner and you say sugar, it just doesn't come out right. So, but Leif has is a master at his craft, fiddling. He has taught, he has lectured, he has written and produced CDs, cassettes, tapes. He has played for the Pope, for the Queen and King of Sweden, for the Prime Minister of Sweden. And he says he's now reached the pinnacle of his career with his second appearance here on the Augusta stage. We like that idea. Joining him tonight is Andrea Larson. She is from New York City, and she works primarily as a singer of Renaissance music. She has been working with Leif for several years now. And so I invite you to join me in welcoming Leif Upshur and Andrea Larson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We started with a herding song sung in the hills of northwestern Sweden, in the summer farms. Limu, limu, lima. God, let the sun shine over the blue mountains, over the young girls that go herding in the summertime. This is my second time in Augusta. I was here in 97, the same week. I'm very happy and proud to be here again. I love this place. I love all the people, the staff doing this, and I find it a privilege to meet all the skilled musicians here. And I love the food. I've been playing with some of the most skilled fiddlers in my province, Uppland, which is right north of the capital of Stockholm. One of them was Viksta Lasse, and already when he was 15 years old, he made his first tune. The Swedish fiddler never composes anything or writes it. He doesn't know how to read or write music. He just puts it together. And when performing, when he found the audience a bit low, he had a trick. So whatever we're going to do in this tune is traditional. Eklunda Polska number one. This is the national instrument of Sweden, the nyckelharpa. Has nothing to do with nickel, it's made of wood. But nyckel, like you would kiss somebody. Harp is a generic word for instruments from the medieval. And these are the nycklar, the keys, where you change the pitches. And we have to use a shorter bow. Because otherwise you could kill yourself by playing.
Or at least lose an eye.
Another of my masters, his name was Ivar Tallrot, pine root. He composed a tune that he called the Hunting March. And he says, first and last in the tune, they blow their hunting horns to announce the starting and the end of the hunt. And in the middle, they are shooting, and then they are galloping home on their horses. This is during the 1600s. So here's the hunting tune by Ivar Tallrot. Now to a song between the father and his daughter.
She's a country girl, but she would like very much to go out. And she's going to go to a dance that she's been invited to, and she's calling it a ball. But just keep in mind that it's probably on a bridge or a little square of dry land where there isn't any grass.
Kära far, säg får jag gå bort.
Dear father, may I go out?
Ty jag är bjuden upp på balen ikväll.
For I have been invited unto the ball tonight.
Och jag lovar att inom kort.
And I promise that I will come back.
Skall vara åter tillbaka.
In just a short while, return.
Du får väl gå, du får väl vara.
You shall go, they will let you alone.
För pojkarna, det är så rara.
For the boys there are so nice. Kärfar, säg för jag går bort, till jag är bjuden upp på balen ikväll. Och jag lovar att inom kort ska vara åter tillbaka. Kärfar, säg för jag går bort, till jag är bjuden upp på balen ikväll. Och jag lovar att inom kort ska vara åter tillbaka.
Du får väl gå, du får väl vara, för pojkarna, det är så rara. Du får väl gå, du får väl vara, för pojkarna, det är så rara. Tack. Thank you. Unfortunately, I have no CD with myself solo, but in the shop there is a CD with some of these old masters. We had a party in my home in the mid-80s. It was a great party. The guys were really high. There's talking and there's giggling and storytelling and lots of happy music. Not arranged the way we do it, but more like the two tunes we're going to play now. Straightforwardly dancing music and walking tunes. During the war, the greatest master of the Nyckelharpa, Erik Sahlström, he both built the greatest numbers of Nyckelharpas that anyone has. He made tunes, beautiful tunes, and he was by far the most skilled player of the Nyckelharpa. Erik Sahlström was in the military service during the war, started to make a tune, was somewhat disappointed because he couldn't find a good ending to it. But on the 7th of May, 1945, then I was almost 2 years old, Europe got peace, and he was so happy. He got so happy, so he burst out in the last part, and then he was pleased with the tune. He called it Fiddler's Joy, and I'd like to share Erik Sahlström's Fiddler's Joy or Spelmansglädje with you. Thank you. Andrea's costume is from the parish of Rakeby in Västergötland in southwestern Sweden. And at least my vest belongs to the coast of Uppland, about 1-2 hours northeast of Stockholm, in a parish called Heverö. You want to know more about the Nyckelharpa? You may ask me during this week. And after this week, you may go into the internet at nyckelharpa.org. That's the American Nyckelharpa Association, formed in August 95. Then having about 60 Nyckelharpa players, today having more than 140. It's rapidly growing. And if you want to know more about me, it's nyckelharpa.com. Erik Sahlström composed a more energetic tune he named after the place where he lived as a boy, called Trollrike, the realm of the troll, an old, wonderful farm.
Leif and Andrea. Well, we are going to come back to the States to close out the evening's entertainment. And I've been trying to nail down someone with this last group to tell me something that I could share with you about them, and what it kind of ended up is that I get to tell you whatever I want to, and they can either live up to it or live it down, since they refuse to cooperate. But this group took root back in 1984 in Massachusetts, and they all are presently from the western part of Massachusetts. They are one of the most unique groups as far as being able to combine work and vacation trips. For those of you who might not be in the dance community, they have made 5 trips to the Caribbean to do dance camps. They have made 3 trips to Hawaii, and they've even gone to Alaska, where they found out that asparagus can fish. They and the group is Wild Asparagus, so and I know we're looking forward to it. Tell you a little bit about them for those of you who don't know them, and I'm referring to my notes because there's too much of this. Anne Percival, who plays piano and guitar and has a beautiful voice. She and David Cantieni. David plays flute, oboe, sax, bombard. And for those of you who have been around the campus, you might have seen their wonderful son, Gus, who is 2 years old and who has been delighting most of us who have run across him this week. Also joining them, we have Stuart Kinney on bass. Stuart shared a little piece of information with me that he spent some time backing Dewey Balfa, who was a favorite here at Augusta at one time. We also have Becky Tracy playing fiddle, who was leading some kind of conga line while the Swedish music was being played. So I don't know what that was about. And then we have George Marshall, who plays concertina, baran, bones, and he is also quite a dance caller. Now, I kept trying to pin them down, and finally, Becky started talking about, well, you know, we are Wild Asparagus, and we're a little wild, and sometimes we're known to do things on the spur of the moment, and one of the things that we tend to do is jump in a hot tub anytime we see one. And I kind of thought about it a minute, and I said, what exactly does this mean? And she said, well, you know, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is, and then she got up and walked away. So I don't know what the and is, but I have a pretty good idea if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, it's that crowd and it's a hot tub. I want to remind you before we bring them out of a couple of other things that are going on this week while you're at Augusta. For those of you who have been here before, Wednesday night is a traditional picking in the park in Elkins City Park, which is located directly at the bottom of the hill where you turn to come onto the campus. It goes on from 7 until 10. There are tons of fine local musicians who come out to the park. They pick and play, they sit in with other groups. We encourage you to go down and enjoy this wealth of entertainment. If you're a player, take your instruments and jump in because it's a lot of fun. Another thing that happens tomorrow night in the park as part of that is a family concert in the main pavilion. And we're very happy to say that tomorrow night's entertainment for that concert will be Casey Groves and her fine band. And Casey is working with Paul Kovac on the bluegrass stuff this week. So we hope you'll come and check that out. There will be a wonderful dance this evening in the pavilion immediately following the concert. They'll be doing contras and a few Irish set dances for those of you who are so inclined. And of course, as you saw from the minute darkness started approaching on Sunday evening, this is the week of wide-ranging campus bluegrass and old-time jams. Everywhere you turn, if you don't like what you hear out of this ear, just listen out of this ear for a minute, because you'll find something you do like. And I do believe I've just gotten a high sign. I'm going to go away and let you enjoy the wonderful sounds of wild asparagus.
All their little tapes for everything of ours says Gus on it. Makes us very happy.
Has there been a braiding workshop up here? Untangled, I'm going to start playing the boron.
We would have been here sooner, but we were back in the hot tub.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're very pleased to be back here on this hallowed stage, and also it's just great to have shared the stage with such a lot of good musicians. You'll notice that we're wearing the traditional garb of our area.
Linen.
We're going to do a song for you now. A song. And it's called The Setting by Ralph McTell, who is also the composer of Streets of London. It's a rather sad song. Anne is wont to sing sad songs. This is about leaving one's homeland.
It's called The Setting.
Walk to the station, me with your suitcase, feeling brotherly strong and just trying to make light the whole situation. Light conversation, we move through the throng. And you with your bright eyes, best dressed for traveling. Me with my work clothes, unfaded and plain. Oh, I fully intended to put in a half day. My good intentions left with you on the train. And I never looked back as the train left the station, crossed over the road and went into the park, and there in a bar there was an old man singing, and I sat there drinking until it got dark. Like apples, where hustle and chatter are dampened by the rain that washed down the pavement and into the gutter. it soaked through my clothes, and I set out again. All above me, the stars, they are hidden by rain clouds. The song of the old man still lodged in my brain. Oh, oh, immigration, it's the curse of this nation. The setting, how fitting, the sad, sweet refrain.
As our introduction gave you the impression, we do a lot of traveling. And in fact, in 1984, David, Ann, and I were the vegetables, Wild Asparagus. And we started off with a 10-week tour circumnavigating the United States. And at that point, we became unemployable.
Hardcore.
But
in fact, I was fired from my job.
And I was in high school, so.
Okay. So anyway, we did get to explore a lot of places, and we still travel around a lot. And one of the things is that when you're traveling like that, the shopping opportunities are really terrific, especially if you go to used clothing stores. And the Salvation Army has branches all over the country, and it's a great thing. Now, various members of the band have different levels of shopping acuity. I have very low level of shopping ability. I have maybe 5 minutes. But what I learned was, because the other bands, the members, their time limits were, they, like Becky, her alarm goes off next after 60 minutes.
So, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
She's been getting... More.
She's really
She's
bad.
Having some more shopping.
I'm talking about the early years here. Anyway, so what I usually do is I'd find a book, and I'd get through most of the book by the time they were ready to leave. David, however, wrote a tune for Anne, and he calls it Anne's Salvation, and that was the last tune that we just played.
He couldn't help it. The next song is going to be a song that we learned from our good friend and producer, Pete Sutherland. And it has a wonderful chorus that I would love for you to join me on The words, in case they come by too fast, are, lay me down like a leaf on a river, and let it bear me away from the past, and I'll lose all these hard old memories, and I'll be living my own.